Listening Library presents The 9-Pound Hammer, The Clockwork Dark, Book 1, by John Claude Bemis. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Chapter 1, The Orphan Train. He was being hunted. The man sank to his knees in black water. The night air pulsed with the reverberations of a multitude of insects, punctuated by bullfrog croaks and the occasional splash of something leaving the muddy banks for the safety of the swamp water. Before him, two others struggled through the marsh.
"Go!"
he cried. Dragging his legs through the muck, he pulled himself up on cypress knees to the slippery embankment. Free of the mire, he ran. The palmettos and spiny bracken tore his trousers as he ripped away low-hanging limbs and spirals of Spanish moss. Some distance behind, a hound bayed. The other two stopped before a large pond. One was a girl, with wide eyes as fierce as lightning flashes. Scratches crisscrossed her pale arms, and a gash on her cheek bled freely. Her lips trembled. By her side stood a man with long dark hair streaked with silver. It fell about his face and covered his eyes. He held the girl's arm with one hand. In the other he held a sparkling silver pistol. The girl pulled toward the pond.
"No," the gunman said. "We need another way."